Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out.
Episode 32, another episode, another rap legend, talking to Rico Smith, better known by his stage name Tash. He is most known for his work as a member of West Coast hip-hop group The Alkoholics, alongside J-Ro and E. Swift. He has released 2 solo albums, Rap Life and Control Freak, and has worked on 5 albums with The Alkoholics. Tash wants to give accolades to his mentor, King T, an American West Coast hip-hop rapper from Compton, California. Emerging as one of Compton's earliest hip-hop artists, he was signed to Capitol Records, where he released his debut album, Act a Fool, in 1988. With the hit singles Act a Fool, Payback's a Mother, The Coolest, and Bass, all of which were considered hip-hop classics. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, he worked primarily with DJ Pooh and was responsible for the rise of The Alkoholics, whom he helped guide into the rap game. King T is also the CEO of his own record label, King T Inc. This is what Tash had to add.
You ask me who I want to give my accolades to? This guy right here on my t-shirt. You see that? That's King T right there. And basically, man, the reason I said I want King T to get his accolades is because I feel like he's the reason that a lot of us are here and he doesn't get enough flowers or whatever you want to call it. But what he did, that was a homeboy, that was our mentor, that was the first one that had a record deal and all that I ever met. And he took me and E. Swift under his wing and he didn't have to do that. I had a group with me and J-Ro and E. Swift, known to y'all as The Alkoholics now, before we were The Alkoholics. I went to Ohio, we had a demo tape, and King T was gonna put us on his album. We were all gonna rap on the song called I Got It Bad. And it's funny, the name of the song is called I Got It Bad, because that's what I had it. I went to Ohio to visit my grandparents, and they threw me in the jail, man. I was in jail for this, for some bullshit. So I missed being on the first song we ever did with King T. He took the demo tape that he did with a song that I wasn't on to Capitol Records. And Capitol Records basically said he had a choice. He could release the song by himself. And, you know, his career was popping right then. He could have did what he wanted to. Or they said, we like that song you did with that group you got called. What's that called again? What? The Alkoholics and everything. And he decided to roll the dice on us. Nobody really around the world knew who we were or nothing. But he put us on his first single to the I Got It Bad. I mean, to the Trifling album. And ever since then, man, I'm in L.A. on the road right now and everything. We've been on the road for like 30 years. thanks to that one move, you know what I'm saying? But I just think KT, that's the guy that, even when I was on Drink Champs the other day, that Biggie said influenced his style. Biggie, one of the biggest rappers to ever do it, say KT was a big part of that style. Then I just think the people need to know that story, and they need to know all over the world that KT, you know, had his run and everything, and he was signed to Dr. Dre and all that. But nobody ever mentions him when it comes to a lot of the West Coast shit that we represent, you know?
In your opinion, what would a first go-to song be that represents King T's style?
But he had a lot of classics, but I'll say some West Coast stuff. You can check out King T, Act a Fool. That's from the 80s, though. That's when he first started, you know, getting into it. Look up Let's Go Dipping. That's a song about low ride. I mean, he's had like 10 albums, so I can't just pick one song. But I would say go to the whole Trifling album. That's the one we debuted on. And that's the mixture between his old and his new stuff.
King T is part of a gangster rap tradition, while The Alkoholics, at least to this part of the world, seem more of an underground hip-hop act. Did those two types of rap work well together in L.A. at the time?
I hear they say you're a G or whatever. KT, he was known for more of the gangster rap, you know, we was more known for the hip-hop. And when he took us under his wing, we noticed how the crowds are really the same crowds, because all the real hip-hoppers, we like Q, we like N.W.A., we like this, we like that, and just like that. You know, all the gangster rappers, they like Public Enemy, they like Red Mans and all these different people. So that's what the twist was. You know, we had L.A. lockdown, we had the underground, the upper ground, the middle ground, So it's just like it correlated, and people started paying more attention to King T lyrics, and they started seeing that he was way more than just a gangster rapper. You know, he had lyrical, you know, concepts, flows.
You're talking to a legend right here, kid.
I know.
One of the nicest.
Isn't that, man? That's
yeah, dog.
That's that love right there. See, that's what that hip-hop is about. That's what that hip-hop is about, man. You see?
It's live. You live in Belgium.
Thanks, Tash, for sharing your knowledge about King T. Next week on episode 33, I'm not talking to just one guy, but to 3 guys. The guys from Dadbot Rap Pod, a podcast you should already be checking out. If you want to check out video versions of these interviews, I suggest going to our YouTube channel, Crate Records. For more information about accolades, go to craterecords.be. Thanks for listening.